interceptions on his book already. He's 1 for 3 in passing and 2 interceptions so far halfway through the first quarter.
Well, to be nitpicky, he's got 3 completions, 2 to the wrong team, though.
And Nick Hessling kicks this one into the end zone for a touchback. Harbor Beach is rolling on all formats and every front you can possibly throw out there right now. Duke Grove will take over at their own 20-yard line.
Well, both of Nick Hessling's extra points. It was tough to tell if they were good or not. Yes, the uprights are fairly short. His kicks were landing out by the track out there, which is quite a distance behind the actual post himself.
So new loads are still out in the spread formation. 2 interceptions under their belt array. Austin Newman has 3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right in the slot, and 1 man in the backfield. He's in the shotgun, now a man in motion. It's a handoff to the left side to keep this one on the ground to number 34, and he breaks free of the first tackle. Looks like we're going to have a flag out on this one. He finds brought down to the 27-yard line. This is more likely going to be a face mask on Harbor Beach. Number 34 is very difficult to bring down. His name, that'd be Brandon Green. He's a junior running back. No word yet. The flag is seen right at the 25-yard line of New Lothrop's territory. New Lothrop going right to left across your radio on their third drive of the night.
Clark, if that goes the way I think it is, I think Justin Lasuski is going to get pegged here for a face mask. The extent of the yardage, I'm not sure.
Officials are still trying to figure out, is it personal foul, face mask against Harbor Beach? Brandon Green is a big body, and he just shed that tackler, and then he got a face mask on the way down and continued to move on. It's a 15-yard penalty, and now New Lothrop is out to the 43-yard line. Their crowd's starting to come back alive in support of this team. That's 10-0 on the season. And now they have 2 receivers to the left, 2 to the right, each slot on both sides. Now number 10, that is Michael Mukas in motion as they pitch out to the left side. Harbor Beach is there to meet him in the backfield. It may be a loss of a yard. If not, it's no gain. The ball carrier was number 4, Josh Wendling. No gain on the play, 2nd and 10.
The first one to meet him, number 14, Austin Self. Aaron Ginther eventually come in to help finish him up.
5:50 remains in the first quarter. Harbor Beach leads 14-0 over the New Lothrop Hornets. 2nd and 10 now for the Hornets. Right to left across your radio, bringing it in just outside of the ends. Our 2 receivers each way now trips to the right. Empty backfield, a man in motion. It's a handoff to number 10 around the right end. He has about 3 yards. He has room to run. He has the first down. He's up to the 40 to the 35. Pushed out of bounds at the 34. First down for New Lothrop. Down to the 34-yard line.
Very unique play there by New Lothrop. They take the running back, put him in motion to the far side of your radio to make trips on the right. Then they take the slot receiver on the other side of the formation, bring him in motion, and basically quick hand it off to him around the outside. That way they had 3 blockers leading out front of him.
As a 27-yard gain for Michael Muka, number 10 of this New Lothrop squad. 3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Newman is in the backfield with 1 man to accompany him. Now a man in motion working to the near side of radio to hand off to the 2nd man. And Harbor Beach meets him in the backfield at the 36-yard line. That's going to be a loss of 2 yards, but according to the spot, only a yard. And now 2nd and 11 for New Lothrop.
Nice job by the senior nose guard. That would be number 54, Josh Keith.
Josh Keith, a 195-foot-10 senior nose guard for this Harbor Beach defense. Receiver wide each way, then trips left in the slot for New Lothrop. And Newman is in the backfield, rolling to his left, passing to his left, and is up and is caught at the 24-yard line, right next to the sticks. They mark him down at the 23. Pass was complete, but rocked among when catching it was number 10, Michael Muka, one more time. No word yet on whether it's a first down or not. And it's a first down. A 12-yard catch for Michael Muka brings in a 1st and 10 for New Lothrop. They're now into the Harbor Beach red zone at the 23-yard line.
Laying on that big hit was number 86, Avery Wayner.
2 receivers to the right, 1 into the slot on the right, and 1 in the slot to the left. Now a motion to the right, and it's a handoff right up the gut. Almost fumbled on that. Newman dove for it, but it went out to about the 15-yard line. Number 34, Brandon Green, the running back, gets out for about 8 yards, 2nd and 2.
He was tripped up by number 56, Justin Lasuski.
2 yards for a first down. The first down marker is at the 13-yard line of Harbor Beach territory. Trips to the right, one to the left, one man in the back. That's Brandon Green. Newman now calling an audible. He's under center for the first time tonight. And it's a quick handoff to the keeper, and it's a pitch out to the left side. Harbor Beach is there to meet him in the backfield. And he's pushed out of bounds at the 15-yard line. The ball carrier is number 6, Trevor Beach. They like to use their wide receivers as running backs, bring them around the ends either way in motion. And Harbor Beach read that one. No gain on the play for Trevor Beach and the new Lothrop Hornets.
Harbor Beach does a nice job here defending the triple option. Again, they have the option of handing it off right up the middle right away. That's been stuffed nicely by guys like Josh Keyes and Kyle Kramer doing a nice job. Aaron Ginther's on an island waiting for that pitch as the rest of the team's got to keep an eye on the quarterback.
Third and 2, 3 receivers to the right, and they hand it off to Brandon Green. He has the first down to the 3-yard line, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, New Lothrop. The Hornets are on the board, march right down the field, 56 yards for the score. It's now Harbor Beach 14, New Lothrop 6.
Wow, and a nice play design there. Again, that's the beauty of the triple option. You start getting a little bit of something going around the outside. They start leaning that way, and you hit them right up the middle quick, and there was a nice hole made by their offensive line.
That was a 17-yard run for Brandon Green and New Lothrop Hornets with 3:47 left in the first quarter. The extra point team is out, and it is up, and it is good. So, Harbor Beach leads by a touchdown, 14-7 in North Lothrop. You're tuned to WLEW, 3:47 left in the first.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 100 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. They even have a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work. Get your vehicle's heating and cooling system checked before the long winter ahead.
Hi, I'm Gary Rocci. We offer fast turnaround and expert service. Get your vehicle fixed right the first time at Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101.
New Lothrop staying up inside the huddle. Number 5, the kicker, Aaron Beach. Brother, I presume, to Trevor Beach, or at least relation. They're both seniors, Aaron and Trevor Beach, both wide receivers and defensive backs. Now they set up in standard formation. Harbor Beach still has the hands teams out there overloading the front line, and this is a pop-up to about the 25-yard line, and Harbor Beach brings it in up to the 30, up to about the 35, finally brought down to the 30. Oh, he's still going. He's out to the 45, to the 40. Number 2, Travis Essmaker, finally brought down to the 28-yard line. There was a big scrum on the far sideline at the 45-yard line, and somehow number 2, Travis Essmaker, squeaked out like a mouse, and he was out for the running into New Lothrop territory at the 35-yard line.
Very difficult to see. That's on the far side of the field, a huge pile of people, and he just squeaked right on through, just all of a sudden come out of nowhere down the sideline. Nice play by him as he had one defender to beat, and he brought him down.
And my apologies, they're on the 30-yard line in New Lothrop. Receiver wide to the right, 2 men in the backfield. Kraft keeps this for himself. Gets back to the line of scrimmage, nothing more there. Maybe 2 yards. New Lothrop did their homework, and they caught Eli Kraft for a marginal gain, only about 3 yards for Kraft around the right end. The 2nd and 7 coming up.
The sophomore Austin Clark made a nice play there on Kraft.
3:15 left for in the first quarter. It's Harbor Beach 14, New Lothrop 7. Harbor Beach scored twice to start this game, a pick 6 to begin it, and then they quick down into deep into New Lothrop territory in the second interception for the score. New Lothrop just responded. Now Harbor Beach with the ball. Hands it off to Aaron Gibbler to the left side. He has the first down, but there's a flag at the line of scrimmage. It's more likely going to be a hold against Harbor Beach. Aaron Ginther got down to the 15-yard line regardless. If this is against Harbor Beach, it will be no good. If it's against New Lothrop, it would be a first down. And they're bringing it back against Harbor Beach. It's a personal foul against Harbor Beach. No official word on what exactly it was. and now Harvard reaches back on the 40-yard line. Don't even think about that.